This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. A.T. Still University in the northeast Missouri town of Kirksville will open a new dental school starting October 1st. The university said Friday that its Missouri School of Dentistry and Oral Health has received initial accreditation from the Commission on Dental Accreditation. The first class will include 42 students from 19 states, chosen from a pool of 954 applicants. The commission toured the Kirksville campus in March, and its board met in early August to review the accreditation request. Drought conditions are again plaguing the northern half of Missouri, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has more.
Right now, a large portion of north-central Missouri is experiencing severe drought, with most of the rest of northern Missouri in moderate drought. Anthony Artusa is with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center at the University of Maryland.
In fact, northern Missouri has been like most of the surrounding states in that area in that it has been experiencing only very recently a rapid deterioration in the drought conditions and crop conditions there.
Artusa says one upside to the current drought is that the dry ground will make it easier for farmers to harvest their crops. Meanwhile, he adds that the current long-range forecast shows a slightly better chance for precipitation over the next 3 months. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Some of the state's smallest counties aren't prepared to issue concealed carry permits, even though a law giving them that responsibility took effect last week. The Southeast Missourian reports that the holdup is occurring in small third-class counties. Bollinger County Sheriff Darren Schell says small counties like his are waiting to receive grant money from the Missouri Sheriff's Association to purchase software that allows them to issue the permits. County sheriffs already have the responsibility of receiving concealed carry applications, reviewing applicants' backgrounds, and issuing paper permits. Now they'll issue the permits, too. Under the old law, recipients took the paper permits to a local licensing office overseen by the Department of Revenue to receive a photo ID card noting their concealed carry status. The Missouri State Penitentiary will get the spotlight for a TV show focused on ghosts. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the Travel Channel's show, Ghost Adventurers, will focus on the former Missouri prison for an episode this week. The film crew reenacted the 1954 prison riot and a double execution conducted at the prison. It also focused on the gas chamber, the housing unit that had held death row, and the oldest housing unit at the prison. The Missouri State Penitentiary closed in 2004 and was the oldest continually operating prison west of the Mississippi River. It is located near the state capitol and overlooks the Missouri River. And Cole County officials are voicing opposition. Joplin officials say about $837 million have been spent on construction in the city since the 2011 tornado. The city's building permit statistics also show 1,100 new homes have been built since the tornado, which killed 161 people. The Joplin Globe reports the figures include work throughout the city, not just in the tornado zone, although much of the construction in other parts of the city was connected to the storm. At the end of fiscal year 2011, the city had issued $192.4 million in building permits, the vast majority of which were issued after the May 22nd tornado. In fiscal 2012, Joplin issued building permits totaling to $554.8 million, and for fiscal year 2013 up to July, the city issued building permits totaled $104.6 million. For KBIA News, Sapna Khatri.